Welcome everybody, shir number 864, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we want to get back to our Simen, believe it or not, Resh Ches, which we are actually in the middle of. We got off on a tangent going through various different halachas which come up in Hilchos Brachos. So, like we always mention, we try and go back and forth, even though we sort of finish a subject, but we, or a inyan, we always go back to it, especially something like Shinai Mokoyim, these type of things which come up constantly, and the constantly new questions, new shilas that come up, and we try and discuss them. Okay, so interesting, I just want to explain, in Simen Reish Ches, it's sort of like split up into two different parts. The first part we pretty much covered to an extent in reference to the grains, the five grains, right? The five various different grains, how it works when they're ground up, if you're eating a whole grain, if you're eating it ground up into a flour, if it's made into bread, if you have the flour put in as mezonos and taste and sustenance, if it's only there for, you know, to keep the mechanics of the food, all that. So that's sort of like the first part of Resh Ches. Now, the second part of Resh Ches talks a little bit more about the something which we started talking about to an extent, and that's the bracha achas meyin shalish. And the bracha achas meyin shalish, and the various, in other words, in various different instances, you have, it's basically three different types. Number one, you have in reference to, you know, regular al hamichya, which we all know, person eats a piece of cake, whatever, he ate the right amount, which we've been talking about constantly and reviewing constantly, which we will continue to review constantly. These things come up and we have to constantly remember, and it's something that we all forget. So you have the regular al hamichya, you have the, on the Shiva Saminim, right, you make al weights, val priya weights, and then we have, of course, on wine or on grape juice, where we make al geffen, val priya geffen. So those various different halachas are sort of in the second part of Simen Reish Ches, which we want to get to. Just a few more odds and ends to cover up, to finish the first part, really. So we spoke about, again, just to chazer over real quickly, we spoke about the grains. We spoke about the grains, right, in the flour, if it's a regular grain, all that stuff we spoke about in general. Interesting thing, which we spoke about a little bit in Sif Hay, if somebody wants to eat plain flour, which I don't know, is too many people do that, but regular plain flour, right? You want to eat plain flour. What do you do with that? What type of bracha is it? Now, the flour is not, it's not a grain, right? We spoke about that a little also. It's not a grain, and it's not made into anything. If I take the flour, I make it in, and I bake it, and I make it into a bread, fine, so you have a moitzi. If I make it into a snack-type food, whatever the case is, even pretzels or whatever it might be, right, cakes, so then have mezonos. But let's say I just want to eat plain flour, which not too many people can eat, but if somebody does eat it, the Mechaber does say in Sif Hay, kemach afilu shel chitim mevarech alav shahakol. V'achra bernefashis. So you make a shahakol, you make a bernefashis. Afterwards, it's not, the Mishabura explained, we spoke about, the Mishabura actually, no, that was a different thing. Yeah, the Mishabura says, the thing is, it's not, again, it's not, it's sort of like in the middle, it's nishtahin, nishtaher. It's not made, it's not a grain, and it's not made into bread, right? It's not made into mezonos. So therefore, what do? We make a shahakol. The Sefer HaSalachas wants to say possibly no bracha if it has no taste at all. Why is one eating it? But if somebody has some sort of pleasure, let's assume like that, why would a person eat it? But if somebody has some sort of pleasure, some sort of hana, so they would make not more than a shahakal on plain, simple flour, assuming that the flour was checked and sifted, and whatever the case is, the person has to be careful as far as bugs and shrutzim and these type of things. So the Mechaber tells us, interesting, that it doesn't make a difference if it's thicker flour or thinner flour, v'leishna nitchan dak dak, v'leishna nitchan ketzas, if it's very thin or thick, flour is flour, and that's a yesh boi tam shalchitim, v'leishna kemach shel kloyes, and the shayin will be a shahakal, or, like we said, if mamish, somebody has no hanu at all, there'll be no bracha. So brings down the Sefer HaSalachas. Okay, so he brings down also the Sefer Lam Tes Melachas, Sefer Oitzer Alachas, Sefer Oitzer Alachas in Ois Yud Gimel, Awa Simen Reish Ches, Ois Yud Gimel, that at the end he says, B'chol Zadavke Menem Imenu, we'll go on all the five grains, not just flour from wheat, the Chamesh is Mina Dagan, right, all five grains, spelt, whatever the case is, oats, when it's ground up plain flour, So like the Mishnah Berurah said, it's not nishtahin, nishtaher, it's not baked into or anything, but yet it's not a kernel, it's not a grain and so on. Okay, so maybe as a mevacholza is only if you have hanav, a blav hachi enim avarech alav klum. Again, in Ois Yud Gimel, Reish Ches, in the Sefer Oitz Halachos, and he brings this from the Birchas Habayis. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time on this because obviously I think not too many people are reading flour. Now, one other thing that we did talk about, just to review real quickly, was the rice issue, which is also brought down in Reish Ches. We went through the ins and outs of that. Okay, and also we spoke about the different times, like the Echilas Pras, and how much one has to eat in the right amount of time. Okay, I just wanted to review the subtitles, the titles and subtitles, some of them, of the first half of Reish Ches as we move into the second half, which is really a totally different, set of halacha. So, bracha achas mayin shalish. Okay, so to start off the Sif Yud, right, in Sif Yud, in the Machaber, the first nine were what we spoke about, and Sif Yud, he says like this, bracha achas mayin shalish, right, this so-called, bracha achroina, in which we spoke about quite a ways back, that it's considered, it's all sort of like three brachas in one, from benching and so on, and we spoke about those details in a while back. But he goes like this, says the Machaber, bracha achas mayin shalish shel peiros from where? The chutz la'aretz, from regular chutz la'aretz, chayse mal'aretz fa'al ha-peiros. Oh, so now let's say a person's going to sit down to eat. What are they eating? They're going to be eating one of the fruits from the Shivas Aminim. Okay? The Alamechi part we spoke about in quite a bit of detail already, but now they're going to be eating the fruits from the Shivas Aminim, and a person has to make a bracha achas mayin shalish. Okay, let's say, for example, grapes. They ate the right amount. We'll have to talk about, there's another issue which we have to talk about, what's called beria, which some people brought up, and we have to get into those halachas if it's a whole machlokes, if somebody ate a complete item, like a full grape, and it's a machlokes, and we'll try and get into that. But in general, one should try and stay away if they're eating, let's say, for example, grapes. I do want to mention this very strongly, that if somebody's eating grapes, not to just eat one full grape, because that is running into a machlokes, whether you make a al hamichya, al ha'etz, or not, if you're going to make a al ha'etz v'al ha'peres on that one grape. So it is a machloikis and it gets complicated. So in general, one should be careful to eat the right amount of grapes. We've spoken about how many in the past. We'll try and get back into it to cover all grounds, if you want to call it. Okay, but putting that aside for now, we'll try and get back to that. But so it tells us the machabish al peris the chuslar is choisim al aris fa'al peris. Veris is real choisim al aris fa'al peris seha. In other words, if you're going to eat the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, the same Shivas Aminim, then you're going to say Al Ha'aretz Val Peiros Seha. Instead of saying Al Ha'Peiros, right? Instead of saying Al Ha'aretz Val Ha'Peiros from the land, from the Peiros, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to end off, we're going to say Al Ha'aretz Val Peiros Seha from its Peiros. Okay, we'll continue next time, getting more into detail. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hu Kol Tov.